Okay, let's go.
You're listening to The Rundown with Desmond Johnson.
Sports Carolina Monthly's Mark Zanetto sat down to chat with UNCG men's basketball coach Wes Miller to discuss the 2018-19 season. UNCG finished the season 26-5 overall and second in the SoCon with a 15-3 conference rating. UNCG will more than likely have to go through Furman and league leader Wofford to win the SoCon, two teams that have been ranked nationally this year in the top 25. Mark chops it up with Coach Miller from UNC Greensboro, now on The Rundown.
This is Mark Zanetta with The Rundown with Desmond Johnson here today with UNCG Spartans head coach Wes Miller. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mark. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, my pleasure, man. So, Coach Miller, 3 years, 2016, 25 wins, 2017, 27 wins. This year, 26 wins and counting. This senior class is the winningest program in history with 93. How did you create such a winning culture in Greensboro?
Wow. Well, you know, we haven't done a lot of reflecting, but you hear that kind of stuff and it does make you take a step back. I don't know that I did anything, Mark. Obviously, I've been a part of it, but I think, you know, any type of success that we've had here over the last handful of years, I think is derived from some young people that have decided to believe in us and, you know, dive 2 feet in with us to what we're trying to do. And when I hear stuff like that, or I get asked questions like that, I immediately think of, you know, Deonte Baldwin, R.J. White, Nicholas Paulus, Jordy Kuiper, Marvin Smith, Francis Alonzo, Demetrius. I mean, you just kind of the list goes on. And I think we've been fortunate to have a number of young men that have said, hey, we're going to dive 2 feet in with this bunch. Even though they haven't been having success, we're going to believe in, you know, this young head coach, even though he hasn't had any proven success. And when people believe in, you know, the same thing or some kind of common cause, cool things happen. And we've been able to have some groups that have really believed in that.
Yeah, you're heading into the SoCon tournament, obviously. What's special about being in Asheville as you go for a second consecutive tournament title and a second consecutive berth in the NCAA tournament?
Well, listen, our league, the Southern Conference, does the conference tournament as good as any mid-major league in America. I mean, Asheville is a great host. It's a great city for fans and alumni and families to visit to watch the tournament. We get great crowds. The Civic Center is a perfect size for our tournament. I mean, the games there feel like NCAA tournament games with the tension and the environment. So Asheville and the Southern Conference just do an unbelievable job. And you know, we get excited about this weekend every year because of that environment. For us, Mark, we really don't think of it as a tournament in terms of our preparation. We think of it as one game on Saturday. You know, we have one game Saturday, and we got to prepare to win one game. If we're fortunate enough to figure out how to do that, then we'll get to the next thing on the next day. But we try not to think of it as a three-game tournament and think about it just as one game on Saturday. And if we're fortunate enough to stick around when that's over, then we'll figure out what to do next.
So Dean Smith used to say 9 times out of 10, the teams with the better players wins. Can you talk about the special season some of your Spartans have had, in particular sophomore Isaiah Miller and senior Francis Alonzo?
Yeah, Coach Smith knew what he was talking about with a lot of stuff, huh? But we have terrific talent and some terrific players on our roster. So we're not suffering from a lack of talent by any stretch. You know, Francis, I think he's one of the best shooters in America. And I think he's proven that year in, year out. And he's not getting great looks. You know, I mean, the way he's guarded and the attention he gets, I've never seen anything like it. But I've never coached anybody like him. And he continues to shoot it at a ridiculous clip in all kinds of ways. Everybody talks about Steph Curry as the greatest shooter, and I believe that as well. But what amazes me when I watch Steph Curry is he can make them so many different kinds of ways, off the catch, off the bounce, off the dribble, you know, off 1 foot, you know, runners. You know, Francis has an elite level of shot-making ability, too, in multiple ways. But I don't think shooting is what totally defines him as a great player. And I think that's what makes him so unique is he does shoot it at this incredible clip. but he's so much more than that as a player. He probably creates more offense for our team by two than anybody else on our roster. And I mean creating opportunities for other people by, you know, putting the defense in transition and making the right play with the ball. So it's hard to measure what he's meant to this program and this team because it's so great. And, you know, I'm just thrilled that I've had the opportunity to coach him the last 4 years. And, you know, I hope I got a little more time to coach him left here. And then, you know, you mentioned Isaiah Miller, just his development the last, you know, year and a half mark is incredible. He came in as an unbelievable competitor, just a phenomenal, you know, high character young man. There's a lot of qualities that we can't take any credit for because he walked through the door with them. But the one thing that's changed is his skill level and his ability to make plays offensively, whether it's, you know, handling it with both hands, reading ball screens, you know, getting downhill in certain types of action, reading screens off the ball, you know, being a threat to shoot behind the three-point line. Those are things that a year and a half ago he didn't do at a very high level. He's doing them at a high level now, and it's because of his work ethic. He's just an unbelievable worker. He's such a humble young man for as gifted as he is. And, you know, we're thrilled that he's had a terrific year to this point.
Coach, we talked about this in the past. I don't think we hear about how good a job assistant coaches do behind the scenes enough. Can you talk about the job your staff does, Mike Roberts, Kyle Bankhead, Andre Gray, and Chris Lepore?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I don't think any of us do it alone. Well, there's like a quote, we used to be the thought of the day when I was playing for Coach Williams at Carolina every once in a while. You know, I might butcher it, but I think everybody will get the idea. You know, the higher you go, the more you rely on others, or something along those lines. But, you know, the more success that we've had as a program and organization, it's due to a combination of lots of people. And I've been fortunate to have a staff that just makes me look a heck of a lot better than I am. And, you know, their work ethic's tremendous. Their loyalty's tremendous. They're all great teachers. They all have a tremendous amount of pride in being at UNCG and in our program. They all have great relationships with the young people in our program. You know, those are some characteristics that they have across the board. But I also think the neat thing about my staff is they're also really diverse personalities, and they have some really diverse strengths across the board too. And that's really helped us. I really valued how they challenged me. You know, I don't have a bunch of yes men. Sometimes people see that, you know, during games with Mike and I challenging each other during a game. But we really value, you know, that type of a culture where, you know, we can all challenge each other on a day-to-day basis, but also realize that when decisions are made, we're all on the same page and all bought in and 2 feet into what we're doing. So, no, thank you for bringing that up. I have a tremendous staff, and I could talk forever about each of them. But I'm really fortunate.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you touched on this earlier in the interview, you know, looking at potential matchups, not in particular who you're going to play, but how hard is it, you know, bringing in your staff to the equation to prepare for each one-game tournament, as you put it, in a win-or-go-home scenario?
Well, yeah, again, we're thinking about it as one game. So myself, our players, you know, that's the mindset that we're trying to have as a program. But this is where, you know, having a great staff is so important. My assistants have to kind of look ahead and, you know, with the different scouts, the potential games we could play, and they have to prepare for those right now all week long, watching film, breaking down tape, coming up with suggestions of, you know, strategy that we should apply if we get to those games. Because I'm not going to allow myself to get there. I'm not going to allow our team to get there. And they're going to be behind closed doors, you know, working their tails off, you know, making sure that all of our scouts are in order if we are fortunate enough to advance and play more than one game.
And finally, Coach, who do you think is more stressed during close games, you guys and your staff or family members who come and watch?
I would say without question, family members and friends that are watching, you know, because when you're in the heat of competition, as we all know, you know, you don't have time to think about how stressed you are. You're just, you know, at least we're trying to be lost in the moment, just trying to win the next possession. You know, I always say that, you know, we do our best. I say this to our team, we have a free mind. And, you know, people use the term lose yourself in the game, but when you're in the middle of competition and you're just trying to do anything to win the next moment, you have this free mind and you're stress-free and in the zone and all those type of – all that talk that we've heard over the years to try to describe that moment. When you're in the stands, man, you're just stressing because you have no control. So I know, you know, watching the tape, sometimes I can see my wife or my dad or my mom behind the bench and their reactions to things, and they look a lot more stressed out than I do.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate your time, and you know, wish you the best of luck in the SoCon tournament this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me as always.
That's head coach Wes Miller from the UNCG Spartans. This is Mark Zanetto. Now back to the fellas with the rundown.